Lexi and I did not have any crossover when we did Top 5 Amy Winehouse, and I thought that was crazy because Amy Winehouse catalog is nowhere near the depth of the Beatles catalog, but we did not have any crossover. So, without further ado, Lizzie, let's get into our Top 5 Beatles songs. I'm so excited, and here we go. So, my number 5, it was so hard to do this, dude. It was so hard. Like, the Beatles have, like, these two phases. Like, they have, like, the early, like, pop, catchy, hand-clapping phase. And then they got, like, the drug phase. Like, that's what I call it, right? And I don't know. So, I'm starting off with just the gem from early Beatles. I fucking love this song. My number 5 is...
oh, I'm so excited. Oh, my God.
My number 5 is Help. It's off of Meet the Beatles, maybe. I don't know. I can't stop it now. Yeah. My number 5 is Help. And I had to, like, immediately go with, like, the early pop, like, just fun, silly Beatles. And it's just such a great song and just so much fun to sing along to. And I don't know.
I like it. I used to listen to... My mom used to actually... sing that song when I would get, like, frustrated about something, or, like, as a family when we were, like, I don't know, like, camping, trying to, like, set up a tent, and then we'd have this running gag and be like, help!
That's adorable, really.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, so, for your mom, Help.
She'd be like, God, help me with these kids.
All right, what's your number 5?
My number 5 is, speaking of one of the two albums we just talked about, is actually going to be Yellow Submarine. My inner child really loves this song. Looks like it's going to play the beginning. Live a life of me,
every one of us. In a yellow submarine. Yeah, such a silly song, such a fun song. It's so much fun to sing along.
Yes, it is.
Okay, Yellow Submarine. What, any fond memories of that song?
Oh, just, I remember when my cousin was, I think it was about 3, that was his like all-time favorite song on that album. Because, you know, as a family, like I had mentioned how we watched that movie like over and over, and that just, he would just go crazy over it. And I remember one time in the car just looking over and he's jamming out like.
Oh, man, that's a great memory. OK, my number 4, and there's a path I want to go in the conversation I want to have with you after I mention this song, because I think, well, okay, so my number 4 is like a famous song because the story behind the song is that they had two songs that they absolutely loved, and they spliced them together to create one song. So my number 4 is A Day in the Life.
Wow.
I love the fucking notes I'm pretty sure that's John. I love the notes that John is hitting there. But like how that song, once it reaches a certain point, they have this long section and then it turns into like this other song where I woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head. And it's something that Paul McCartney got really good at doing with like Band on the Run and Live and Let Die, these songs that had like 2 or 3 different parts.
And like stories.
You're more of a Paul McCartney fan.
Yeah.
So is that why you love Paul, or what do you think that's got some influence on why you love Paul so much?
You know what?
Or do you love Paul because he's cute?
I love Paul because he's freaking cute, man. No, I hadn't thought about it before, but I think that is one of the reasons is in songs like that, it's not just like that there's two different vibes. It's like you're telling two different stories at the same time, and somehow it just beautifully goes together so well, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It does. Okay.
I haven't thought about that song in so long. I'm so glad that you played it.
Oh, it's one of my favorites. And what one of the things is like how it just, it's like, it's, it almost was like three different songs, but it comes together as, you know, one song, and it's a great song. And I don't know. It's one of my favorites. But yeah, that's my number four. What do you have at number four?
Okay. What I have at number four is, this is going to be Abbey Road. A lot of it's Abbey Road. Oh,
okay.
And this song, I love this song because if I'm in a bad mood or I'm sad or anything, I play this song and it genuinely still brings me the same joy that it used to when I was younger and I used to listen to it. It's just, it's Here Comes the Sun.
Oh, I love this song. I am not gonna lie, I cannot tell you how many times that I've woken up like on a Saturday or a Sunday in the morning and it's still nice and quiet and I want to hear fucking Little Darling.
Yeah.
The Abbey Road to me is a perfect record to play first thing in the morning. I love Abbey Road. Here Comes the Sun is your number four. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're moving right along. You and I have fond memories of my number three.
Was it this one?
Or did you choose not to do it? I'm pretty sure this was the song.
I think that I chose it as well.
Did you? Okay. So, oh God, I hope this is the song we had a sing along. The first time the first time we ever really hung out, we like really let loose on the way home.
Yeah.
And we had a sing along that like the song did, like we got home, but the song wasn't over yet. So we just sat in the parking lot in the driveway of my house and finished singing this song. Was it this one? Was it Don't Let Me Down?
That was one of the two songs, but it was.
Oh no, it was Oh Darling, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so all right, so this is not our song.
This is not. We'll get to that because that's on my list.
Okay, this is not our song, but this is one of my favorite songs to sing out loud. Don't Let Me Down is my number three.
That's good. No, it is one of the songs that we did karaoke in your car.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
So that's my Don't Let Me Down is my number three. Give me 1 second here. Don't Let Me Down. Okay. Your number three?
My number three. This song is one that I think we often forget about. And what I thought about, see, every single song on here for me is, I'm going to go on a little mini rant here, is it holds like significance, like it, the thing about the Beatles is like, I can go to a song and remember a specific fond memory in my life, just moments of time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this next song is one that, right out of high school, the first guy that I dated, complete trash, but I can appreciate the moment for what it is. He learned this song on his acoustic guitar and played it for me, and he was really, really excited when he finished doing that, and he's like, I gotta play this for you and show you what I've been working on. And it was just like so, so cute. So I have that memory and that moment, and of this being kind of a pivotal song to bring kind of, I don't know the word I'm looking for, comfort, I guess, in the civil rights era. It's Blackbird.
Oh, this is such a great song.
Yeah.
Play a little tiny bit of Blackbird.
Blackbird, fly. Blackbird.
It's such a beautiful song. Yeah. That song popped up on a lot of people's lists that we're gonna go over.
That was one of Johnny Taylor's, I think. Yeah,
was it one of Johnny's? Yeah. I there's something I want to talk about when we get to the list.
Okay.
My number two. We're moving right along. We're gonna have to spend a lot of time when we talk about other people's lists because we're moving too fast here. I think we're just so excited. So my number two, I also saw appear on a lot of people's list. And I was such a fucking dramatic, weird kid in high school. I think I still have kind of dramatic. Anyway, I was like in high school when I started saying, this is the song I want played at my funeral.
Oh my God.
And I mean, I kind of still do, but I think I thought about my funeral a lot more when I was in high school than I do now. But being, you know, that ironically that I'm probably closer to my funeral now than I was in high school.
Oh gosh.
But this is a song that I always said that I wanted played at my funeral. But my number two is In My Life. Oh my gosh, some are dead and some are living in my life. I love them all.
I never thought of it as that being a song for that, but that you said that and I was like, oh my God, that's so.
Now you want it at your funeral.
No, knowing me, I'll probably.
But it's like there are places I remember, some have gone, though some remain. All these memories lose their meaning. With people and friends, I still can recall. Oh my God, I fucking love this song, and it just holds a special place in my heart, and I fucking love this song, and it popped up on a lot of people's lists.
Wow, yeah. I see, that's another one that for some reason I forgot about it, and now I have all of these memories popping up. You know, just every Beatles song is like a memory for me, and I remember one time I was on a car ride with my stepdad, and he played this song. And, you know, as he's listening to it, like, you know, going over it, he's getting all choked up talking about the lyrics and everything like that. It's, oh, God, it's so good to reminisce about the Beatles, man.
Are you still on good terms with your stepdad?
Yes, yeah,
Will he ever go to one of your comedy shows?
He does. He's so supportive, and he's a real trooper, to be completely honest.
I want to meet your stepdad is what I'm going to try to get to. I would really love to meet him. You've said so many great things about him.
Yeah.
I want to meet him one of these days.
I just had that article come out a couple weeks ago, and I've been so busy with a lot of other things, and I got a text from him out of the blue when my article came out, and I remember I read the article, I was like, oh, it's shitty, I could have used better words, I could have, my grammar, da 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 da, right? And, you know, I was going over the article, and then he sent me this text, he's like, that really, really good article, it's a really good article, and I'm proud of you, and I just...
Are you trying to make me cry right now?
No, he's one of my biggest, my parents are my biggest supporters of my comedy, despite the fact that it's definitely, the material is definitely very uncomfortable for my stepdad.
Yeah.
And I had told him one time, I was like, man, I appreciate you supporting me and know that, like, you don't have to come all the time because I get it. I understand with the kind of jokes that I do.
Yeah.
And he's like, I just tell myself that they're all lies.
With really good detail.
Yeah. They looked at me and he said, it's so deadpan like that.
Oh man, that is probably the sweetest thing he's ever told you.
No, for real.
Oh, all right, you're number two.
Oh, my number two is the other song we karaoke. This is the one that we sat in your driveway and we just freaking screamed at the top of our lungs. It's Oh Darling.
I love that. Dun, 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 yeah. Dun, dun, dun. Oh man.
I was about to start singing it right there. It's just so like.
it's such a great song to sing along to. Let me see. So earlier today, I asked on Facebook if anybody had. Oh, so on Instagram, I asked for top five Beatles songs, and my niece put top five Beastie Boys songs. she ran a half marathon today. I think she might be a little bit. She's a little bit. So, okay.
That's funny.
But we're going to skip Instagram. We're going to go to Facebook. So earlier today on Facebook, I told the world, where'd it go? I said, earlier today on Facebook, I said, Lizzie and I are recording a podcast later today, and we'd like to know, what's your top five Beatles songs? We've got 18 comments. I don't know that I'll read them all. But a lot of comics posted, and so here's something I want to point out. Here's Robert Berry's list. Robert Berry, A Day in the Life, In My Life, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, Helter Skelter.
Oh, my God.
Damien Harmony, In My Life, Blackbird, You've Got to Hide Your Love Away, Let It Be, I Should Have Known Better. Johnny Taylor, In My Life, Yesterday, I Want You, She's So Heavy, Help, Help, Hello, Goodbye. What I'm trying to say is all the people closer to death really love In My Life.
Oh,
my God. No, let's see. Amber Pace, you were just on a show with Amber Friday night, right?
Yeah. I met her for the first time. She's so cool.
Yeah, she's so cool. I fucking love Amber. Amber, Let It Be, Blackbird, In My Life, Help. Marco Cabaldi, I always get his last name wrong. I love this dude. He's so funny. He's an improviser. I'm So Tired, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, In My Life, You've Got to Hide Your Love Away, Octopus's Garden. Stephen Ferris is such a unique individual. Yeah, right? As soon as I saw he commented, I was like, oh, I wonder what Stephen put. Stephen, Oh Darling, A Hard Day's Night, Sun King, I Should Have Known Better, Tax Man. And then he says, there's others I would have picked, but other people already did. Look at Steven.
He's like, I gotta be unique.
Yeah.
I love Steven.
Matt Munoz, a really good friend of mine from Bakersfield, great musician. His band Mental Brew, you should check them out. Matt Munoz, number 5, Revolution, number 4, Yesterday, number 3, Drive My Car, number 2, And I Love Her, and number 1, In My Life. Tina Norton San Lucas, heard of her? Dear Prudence, Blackbird, that's such a Tina song. Blackbird, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, Here Comes the Sun, with a little help from my friends. Your Pal, Pej, Yellow Submarine, Blackbird, Yesterday, Help, Let It Be. Erica Atreyu, artist, her art is in my bathroom. A Day in the Life, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, In My Life, Blackbird, Don't Let Me Down. Sarah Ellsworth, we love Sarah.
Yeah.
Eleanor Rigby, Helter Skelter, I Want You, She's So Heavy, Yellow Submarine, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Oh my God, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
And then she said special mention to Sergeant Pepper and Blackbird.
Oh.
So Penelope is named Penelope for Penny Lane.
Really?
Because I wanted to name her something from a Beatles song.
I did not know that.
I went with Penelope because I thought I would call her Penny for short, but then Pee Pee and then Chun Chine and all these other
names. All those other cutesy names?
Yeah, all these other cutesy names came up, but Penelope was for Penny.
Oh my gosh. Like I said, like hearing all of these mentions, now I'm like, oh man, I forgot about that song. Da 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 da. Like.
Dane Nichols, who I think is a really interesting guy. I Am the Walrus, Michelle, Eleanor Rigby, Rocky Raccoon. Isn't it Ricky Raccoon? Is it Rocky Raccoon?
Is it?
Nowhere Man. And I think, I thought I saw that he commented, and we should mention him because Wesley Hoffman, who just produced the show that you were on Friday night at Track 7 Brewing. 8 days a week, I Want to Hold Your Hand, Ubla Dee, Ubla Da, Hello, Goodbye, and Can't Buy Me Love. You know, something I wanted to talk to you about. What is up with people who say they don't like the Beatles?
Okay. For me, I think that people who don't like the Beatles just don't like joy in their life. because there's just so much music with the Beatles. Like, it's like... As a group, it's almost like this is gonna sound like such a silly analogy.
No, say it.
But the Beatles are like Forrest Gump.
Yeah, right. Like, who doesn't like Forrest Gump?
No, Forrest Gump, because his character just happened to be around just in pivotal, like, moments of history and society and all that. And then when I think about, you know, pivotal moments and for a British group to be so culturally significant in recent U.S. history, I find really interesting.
Yeah, it's they're still relevant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. What, do you entertain the argument with them? Like, do you engage it? Do you go back and forth, or do you just leave it alone?
No, it's
so here's what I do, because I don't like to argue with people, but this is what I tell them. I say, you know what? You could say you don't like the Beatles, but I promise you, I guarantee you, that one of the bands that you absolutely love picked up an instrument because of the Beatles.
Yeah, and that's a good point.
They can't deny that, you know. So you could say you don't like the Beatles, but I guarantee you that one of the musicians that you absolutely love would not be doing what they do if it wasn't for the Beatles. I heard Billy Joel once say that, like, so Billy Joel was trying to explain, like, what the Beatles meant to his generation.
Uh-huh.
And I never thought about this because, like, well, we weren't around when they came out, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, all of our Beatles knowledge, like, we had to research, like, we had to go backwards and learn, right? But there's this generation of people that are still out there that, like, lived it. Like, I remember one time talking to this guy, and he was telling me about the Beatles. And I was like, what was it like, growing up waiting for the new Beatles to come out? He's like, it was great, man. We just smoked weed and waited for the new Beatles record. That's all we did. So, like, that's what life was.
That's sick.
And in between Beatles records, we had Beach Boys records. And it was just the best.
Yeah.
And I was like, I get it. But where was I going with that? Oh, so Billy Joel describes it, and I never realized it until I heard Billy Joel tell this story, that when the Beatles premiered on Ed Sullivan was like February of 19, I could be off by a year. Well, okay. So it was in February of, like, I want to say 1963, 1964.
63, 64. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Was in February. He said the country was still in the funk, because JFK had been assassinated in November of the previous year. He's also like, as a country, I feel that we were done mourning and we really wanted something to champion. Like, we really wanted something to grab and hold on to. And that's when the Beatles premiered on Ed Sullivan and Beatlemania hit.
So yeah.
I don't know, like, how much it had to do with it. I mean, I'm sure they still would have been a success.
I didn't even think about that. And I've watched, like, so, and see, here's the thing. There's so many documentaries about the Beatles in reference to American pop culture at the time, historical moments in time where specific songs connect to it or were written for it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I think those people that say they don't like the Beatles, they don't even think about that.
Yeah. So I think they cheered up America, and I think that's great. And then they're still relevant today.
Yeah.
So looking at the list that people gave, like, Blackbird, In My Life, and While My Guitar Gently Weeps, like, neither one of us, like, I love that song, but it's kind of it's kind of a sad song. And a lot of people that love the Beatles they love George Harrison. Like, George Harrison is a lot of people's favorite Beatle. Are you familiar with While My Guitar Gently Weeps, or what?
Yeah. No, I love the sad Beatles songs just as much. I guess they just didn't, that one didn't, you know, come up on my radar.
You know what I think is brilliant too, because you're a lot younger than me, but I think that there's gonna, like, you're gonna reach a point in your life where you're gonna hit, like, My Guitar Gently Weeps phase, and you're gonna hit this phase. Like,
oh, I've had a couple already.
But it's like a song will mean something to you when you're 16, and then mean something totally different to you when you're 27, and mean something absolutely different to you when you're 37. Like, the song, like, a great song, like, evolves and grows with you.
It's funny you say that, because my top one is, that's kind of what it's been for me. It's changed.
Oh, okay. All right. So let's let's quit beating around the bush then. Let's get to my... Okay, so my number one... I think I told you what my favorite Beatles song was when we were driving, but, I mean, I said so much.
we both did.
I say so much.
We're both talkers.
Yeah. I got a couple of also-rans. So, a couple of my honorable mentions. Oh, While My Guitar Gently Weeps is one of my honorable mentions. And so is Come Together and Something. And this song is one of my honorable mentions. And it's just such a fucking silly song. I must have played this song 1,000 times when I was a little kid.
I loved that song as a kid.
So those are my honorable mentions. And my number one Beatles song, it is such a fast up-tempo song, and it is so much fun to listen to, and I think it tells a great story. It is my number one is The Ballad of John and Yoko. Listen to that bass line your boy Paul is laying down.
Oh my god. It's such a bass heavy song. Yeah.
Talking in our beds for a week.
I think you I remember that conversation about this song.
She's gone to his head. Like trying to get us some peace. Christ, you know it ain't easy. So my number one is The Ballad of John and Yoko. I think it tells such a beautiful story. And I fucking just love that bass line that Paul is just laying down. And then when Paul starts doing the background vocals, like the last part of the song, they're just jamming.
Oh yeah.
I fucking love that song. That's my number one, The Ballad of John.
I love Yoko. How excited I could see you get about that song too.
Oh, it's absolutely my favorite. And when it comes on, I look out. It's trouble. All right, I'm so excited. You said that your number one has grown with you over the years.
Okay, so my number one is quite emotional for me because it's been there through every kind of phase in my life, and it's kind of I'm not religious, but this song holds a special place in my heart still to this day. And actually, so last night I hosted week 57 of Front Street Studios music and comedy open mic. Okay. And Dennis, the guy who runs the nonprofit that nonprofit place, if anybody is familiar with Front Street Studios, it's an art studio where there's, you know, music, poetry, like you can do different art medias, they sell stuff, whatever. Since I started going to that mic, Dennis really encouraged me a lot to just dive into art and other medias of art and everything like that. And I remember one time I had a really shit day, and he could see it on my face, and I was getting ready to go leave after doing my set, and he came up to me and he was like, talk to me for a second, da 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 da. He's like, I can see something's heavy on your mind, everything like that. And he's like, you don't have to tell me what it is, but hey, listen, he was like, don't give up on art. Never, never give up on art. And this is kind of a long little kind of story, but it's almost over, I promise. And so he encouraged me to do something. Last night, I sang this song, and it was the first time that I sang in about 5 years.
All right. Let's hear it. What is your number one?
My number one is Let It Be.
You know what gets... Oh, go ahead. This is your song. Go for it.
No, I just... It's... Oh, man. I love that song because it's like... I play it sometimes to remind myself. Like, it's kind of one of those things where, like, it is what it is. You just got to take every day at a time and don't feel, like, overburdened. Like, oh, just don't focus on, like, what you know, can't control. Focus on what you can and just living life and being in the moment. I think that's what that song has really become for me.
Okay. Okay, I remember loving the Beatles. Like, I remember being, like, just, like, this, like, 10 years old, loving the Beatles, and just, like, they were just, like, this happy-go-lucky, like, pop fun band. And then I remember, like, getting to a point in my life where I started reading lyrics, and, like, I wanted to love the lyrics of every single word of every single song. And I remember reading the lyrics to Let It Be, and when he says, "And when a broken-hearted Beatle living in this world of greed," I was like, the Beatles are sad? Yeah. What the fuck? Like, it blew my mind that, like, and now I was like, okay, that, like, they have all these, a broken-hearted Beatle living in this world of greed, like, that has always been one of my favorite lines, and it just blew my mind. Like, 10-year-old Jesse was like, oh my God, there's so much more to music than I'll ever understand, and, like, just to still be discovering things about these bands that we've loved our whole life. It's like, it's a joy. Like, it's one of the things I look forward to, like, about life is, like, new music, you know?
Yeah, no, just music in general. Like, I was thinking about this on the way over. You know, for me, comedy has been medicine. But, you know, this is gonna, fuck, so cheesy.
No, it's not.
Comedy is medicine, and music is love and life.
It is. It absolutely is love and life. And it's medicine in its way, in its own way, right? But yeah, I remember I was probably, this is absolutely a true story. This is lame. I don't know. Whatever. Let me just share
it's
this with
not.
You. But I can remember I was probably about 8 years old, and I had, like, a favorite song in the world. I was like, this is absolutely my favorite song in the world. I don't even remember what it was anymore. I was probably, like, 8 years old, and I was like, this is absolutely my favorite song in the world. There's no other song better than this song. And then, like, 6 months later, hearing another song and being like, oh, my God, this is my favorite song in the world. And I remember, like, asking my brother, I was like, is that all the music? Because, like, I keep changing favorite songs. And then I remember being, like, 8 years old, and my brother explaining to me, no, there's always going to be new music. Like, they will keep making new music.
Yeah.
And I remember realizing at, like, 8 years old going, so there's always going to be a brand new song that I'm going to fucking love. This life's going to be pretty cool. Like, I'm looking forward to that.
That's adorable. Oh, my God.
And so,
little,
like,
Jesse. Sorry.
That enthusiasm has always kind of been, like, there, you know? Like, I can't wait for my next favorite song. Mm-hmm. Like, there's probably an artist that hasn't even been born yet that is going to write a song 20 years from now that is going to floor me, you know? Or maybe there's a song that got written 50 years ago that I've never heard before, and I'm going to hear it for the first time.
I love those moments.
And it's just going to blow my mind.
I love those moments of hearing, like, older music that you haven't heard of, like, for the first time, and you're like, it's been here the whole time?
And then you're like, there's a whole catalog of this? Like, when you first discovered The Doors, or when you first discovered Sublime, or when you discovered the Beastie Boys, you're like, there's a whole catalog of this that I get to, like, dig into and discover and dust off and just love.
Yeah. Now. No, I used to do that all the time growing up to, like, specifically my stepdad, because that's a music person, right? I would burst into his studio or his office randomly. Have you heard this song? And he'd be like, yeah. You discovered it? Cool. Right on.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. Okay. So now comes the hard part where we're going to take our list, and I think we need to really lean into what was mentioned on Facebook and make a top five. Like, we're going to agree on five songs. Now, here's what I want to do.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's what I want to do. Okay, look.
Okay.
I love The Ballad of John and Yoko, but I will fight for it to be number five. Like, I just want it to be in the top five. I'll settle for it to be number five. I think that Blackbird and In My Life got mentioned enough that we should put them somewhere in the top five. I don't know where.
I think Blackbird it's got to be two.
You think Blackbird's got to be two?
And yeah.
You know what? I agree with you. I'll go with that. So we're going to put Black. So we have number five, Ballad of John and Yoko. Number two, Blackbird. We don't know where In My Life is going to go. What's a song from your list that you absolutely want on the list that you're like, I'll fight you for it?
Well, it's Let It Be, because that's my number one.
Okay, so then, Let It Be is somewhere. We don't know where, but it's okay. So Let It Be is going to be somewhere and we need Blackbird in My Life. We need one more song. From either our list or something that got mentioned a lot. And okay, listen.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Look, listen. While My Guitar Gently Weeps got brought up a few times and it was on my also rans. Let's see, Blackbird. So there's While My Guitar Gently Weeps 1, 2, 3 times. Look, While My Guitar Gently Weeps was one of my also rans, and it is on Matthew Regpala's list. It's on Tina Norton San Lucas's list. It's on Erica Atreyu's list. I don't know. Chad Bogart actually mentioned Maxwell Silverhammer. Don't Let Me Down. What do we want to do? Do we want to put While My Guitar Gently Weeps in the top five?
I think we have to, man.
Okay, so then...
It's hard to choose where.
Okay, what if we go... This is what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Okay, look. What if number five is Ballad of John and Yoko? Number four, While My Guitar Gently Weeps? Number three, In My Life? No. Number three, In My Life. Number two, Let It Be. Number one, Blackbird?
Yeah. Well, okay.
Wait. I got confused. Okay,
I think...
You think what? I ripped the page. That was not a fart. Okay, wait. It sounded like a good one.
Okay, wait. So we had, what did we...
So Let It Be, Blackbird, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, In My Life, Ballad of John and Yoko. Don't Let Me Down, Oh Darling.
I actually think Let It Be can be a little bit lower, because I think...
Like lower or higher? What do you mean lower?
Oh, like I think that one can be three, and then two can be, While My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Okay, Let It Be, two, While My Guitar, one, In My Life? Or what were we saying? Blackbird.
Yeah, one is Blackbird.
Okay, then I think we have it. All right, so then are we saying number five, Ballad of John and Yoko? Number four, In My Life. Number three, Let It Be. Number two, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And number one, Blackbird.
Yeah, that's the list.
That's the list. The top five Beatles songs as voted on by Jesse, Lizzie, and 18 of our Facebook friends.
Yeah.
So one more time for the folks at home. Number five, The Ballad of John and Yoko. That's my song. It's my podcast. I don't care.
It should.
Number four, In My Life, which was not on Lizzie's list, but it was on a lot of people's list. A lot of old people nearing the end of their life. Number two, for Little Lizzie, Let It Be. For Little Lizzie. Number two, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And number one, yeah, Blackbird is absolutely a banger. And it is a beautiful song. Yes, yeah. a lot of sentiment going on in that song. I actually have a picture in my kitchen that has Blackbird lyrics on it that the same artist that did this Groove is in the Heart did. But Lizzie, where can they find you on Instagram?
You're going to make me say it.
We're going to have this. Lizzie's Instagram handle is 36 characters. No, it's not.
No, you can find me on Instagram at Flawless Master of Hot. No underscores or special characters.
Just you. You're a special character. I am JR2L. This has been What's Next with this is Top 5 Beatles Songs with Lizzie and Jesse. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jesse. Oh my gosh. So much fun.
Okay, let's get out of here. Bye.
Bye.